We are continuing to look at the aftermath of the 2024 legislative session here in Connecticut. It wrapped up earlier this month, and today we are focusing on health care policies. Joining me now is State Senator Jeff Gordon, who happens to serve on the Public Health Committee. He also is a medical doctor, so we talk to him about these things from time to time. Senator Gordon, welcome back. How are you?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you so much. So we have a lot to dive into, and I appreciate your time on this. Let's first start off with talking about kind of the drama around the three hospital systems. What is happening when it comes to Waterbury Hospital, Manchester Memorial Hospital, Rockville General Hospital as well? This was a big announcement earlier this year, and there was a lot of controversy surrounding it.
Very much so. The whole prospect holding private equity that owns those hospitals has unfortunately not been good managers, and the hospital systems are failing financially and imminent, I fear, to close their doors. And I appreciate the efforts by the governor's office to see what could be done working with us legislators to have Yale step in and buy the system and keep the hospitals open, the emergency departments, and hundreds of local jobs. But unfortunately, it sounds like things have broken down in the negotiations between Prospect and Yale, and things are just getting worse with regards to the status of the hospitals. So at some point, sooner rather than later, the state's going to have to step in more, because we can't let healthcare like that with three hospitals just suddenly collapse.
So when you say collapse, Senator Gordon, I want to make sure I understand this correctly. We're saying basically kind of what we've been seeing, which is you've got these really, really big hospital groups that are acquiring so many hospitals. I mean, we're sort of down to like four here in Connecticut, four or five, right? Is that what you're talking about?
Well, it's the private equity, which is Prospect Holdings, which owns those hospitals. I certainly have been concerned for years about big hospital systems consolidating and somewhat becoming monopolies and only having a few large systems left in the state, even though there are some private hospitals around. But this is an outside, out-of-state private equity that came in, bought Rockville, Manchester, Waterbury, and unfortunately just has outright mismanaged it. Even the Attorney General is investigating what went on and what's happening. And at this point, with those systems financially unstable, it's possible Prospect might want to cut its losses and close hospitals, close emergency departments. It's actually running into problems in other states and with hospitals it owns. So this is a very serious, serious issue. I've been trying to work with folks in state government to see what we can do, but we can't let the hospital system fail. That's patient care and also a lot of local jobs. So this gets to why there was a big push this legislative session to see what to do for more scrutiny when hospitals are bought.
So even though the session is over, though, Senator Gordon, doesn't the governor want both sides to come back and talk about this instead of, you know, waiting for, I don't know, I would think like lawsuits or something to pop up?
Yes, the governor's office has been involved. Legislators like myself have been involved. Days don't go by that I don't have discussions with various people about this issue. But at the end of the day, it's two private groups, Yale and Prospect, having to negotiate. There's a lawsuit now, I believe something about breach of contract or something like that. That complicates things, but at some point, the state's just going to really have to push things more. We saw what happened in Massachusetts with Steward Health, where a number of hospitals were going under, and the state really had to step in. That situation was worse than what is happening now, but not by much. So this is becoming more and more dire, unfortunately, it's going to take government action to, you know, try to get something done for health care and the jobs in that part of the state.
So, again, we have State Senator Jeff Gordon here, who serves on the Public Health Committee, also is a doctor in real life. I say that like in real life as if it's like this is your identity or whatever. But I think it's really helpful that people also understand that, you know, sometimes, you know, we always focus on the political party. But when you look at the fact that your background is the medical field, I mean, how long have you been a doctor for? Decades, right?
over 30 years, yeah. And I'm affectionately known in the legislature as Dr. Senator.
There you go. So, yeah, Dr. Senator. See, so I'm not that crazy. But I think it really is important for people to realize, you know, the people who are also representing us up in Hartford during, you know, the legislative session, you know, what they're doing as well when they're not up there debating, you know, legislation, what they're doing. And the fact that you're in the healthcare sector and you've been in it for a very long time, I think is very significant. So Senator Gordon is here. Let's also, you know, I guess, what would be your prediction, especially with your background in this, Senator? What do you think will happen?
I think what will happen is both parties are going to have to come together with the state. I know things are trying to be moved in that direction. And something's just going to have to be worked out. It may require the state having to potentially bail out the hospital system to keep it afloat. It might have to be the state doing other things. I think we just have to have various cards on the table to see what to do. Again, we're talking about wanting to maintain local health care, emergency departments, and also very good local jobs that we can't easily replace. So it's really reached a point that more will need to be done, certainly, and things are being looked into behind the scenes. And we have a responsibility as a legislature to make certain that this doesn't happen again. And that's why I was part of a bipartisan group of senators to try to push for reform, in part, when we have out-of-state private equity firms wanting to buy hospitals. And we should be doing more due diligence and oversight so we don't have this happen again. And other states are looking into it as well.
We have Senator Jeff Gordon here, and we are continuing to talk about what came out of the 2024 legislative session in Connecticut, because, boy, there was a lot going on in Hartford. It's hard to keep track. Even as a reporter, I try to read, I try to stay on top of it, but I can't get it all together. So that's why we have senators and we have state leaders who are continuing to come on the show in the weeks after the session wrapped up to really highlight certain aspects that matter to you. We're talking about healthcare today, which is very important. So let's talk about, I'm going to go to one other, I don't know. I think we did a really good job with this, Senator Gordon. We have one that is still in the works. You know, it's not a total done deal, which is what we just talked about. And then we have one, I think, good thing. And then we have one I think is not so good. So why don't you choose? You want to start with good or bad?
I can choose the good. There's certainly some good stuff that we did.
I love it. Let's go to the good. So there was a wide-ranging bill, Senate Bill 1, which I vaguely talked about on the news right after the session wrapped up. And what I loved about this, what I loved so much, is that this is going to give more security to home health care workers who, my God, what they go through to do their jobs, it's unbelievable, and they need more focus on them. So this bill at least starts to address that. Could you talk more about it?
Yes, this was this bill in part emanated from the visiting nurse who was killed in Connecticut.
Mm.
Very tragic, Joyce Grayson. And part of this bill, it's a big, big bill, is to try to put more measures in place to keep healthcare workers, especially those who are going out into communities to visit people at their homes or wherever, give more protections. And to me, it should be part of an overall effort we need to continue to take to keep everybody safe wherever they work. Unfortunately, we know that healthcare workers can be victims of violence. We know that in hospitals, emergency departments. And unfortunately, the death that occurred was a big wake-up call that also occurs out of the hospital setting. So this was a good part of the bill, and I'm hoping it's going to ignite a fire under the legislature next session so we can do more to try to keep people safe in their workplaces, wherever that may be throughout Connecticut. There's a lot of things in that bill, but this was one of the important things, and I was very proud as a public health committee member to be a part of that bill.
I don't know if it was in this one, but I remember Senator Sommers had come on the show and was talking about, and I think you were in that effort too. It was during Heart Health Awareness Month. I think it was in February. She wanted to pass something that was going to require the state to cover having like a heart scan done or a test to make sure. Like, do you remember what I'm talking about?
Yes, it's a test which is relatively cheap that is a coronary artery calcium score.
That's
it, has a nice name to it. And what it does is it's a well-known test that can help doctors better understand what someone's heart attack risk might be. Again, it's a relatively cheap test. But it is a test that can save lives. I was very happy to partner with Senator Summers, who led the charge on this. It did pass in the bill to require insurance companies to pay for it. And this is an approved test that heart doctors use. And if an insurance is denying someone to get this test when it's indicated to get done, then that hurts people's lives, and we don't want to lose lives unnecessarily. We heard testimony about that. So I'm very glad that this passed, and it was overall part of an effort that I've been part of last year and this year to make certain that insurance companies are not unnecessarily standing in the way of approved care, medications, timely treatments that people need. And we accomplished a good amount of that this session, and we did that last session. So the coronary artery score is a good test, and doctors do think about using it. So now we're going to require all insurances to cover it when it's appropriate.
Which is fantastic. And another, I would say, health-related bill. I wasn't sure if this was included in the Senate bill, so this might be separate. But there was also a push for all doctors to test newborns for DMD, Duchenne muscular dystrophy. Was that included in this, or was that taken out?
There was a separate bill.
Okay.
That did pass.
Oh, it did?
I believe it did. I'll double check, but
okay.
I thought it did. It is a simple test, but it's a test that if we find it in, say, a newborn, then we know about it early and can intervene early. Unfortunately, it's a disease, a disorder that we don't find out until later when things start to really happen, unfortunately. So at that point, the horse is way out of the barn. So this is another thing that we can do to try to keep people healthy, especially the newborns who, if there are any, who are affected by this disease, and also helping their families. So this was unanimous through the public health, and we all recognize that this was a step in the right direction, and Connecticut being a leader in that regard, something we should be proud of.
So I think that is very important as well. And again, talking to Senator Gordon this morning, I do want to make sure we touch on this, because I'm wondering if, especially with the news that came out the same week that the session wrapped up, if lawmakers would go potentially back to the table. So this was pretty disappointing. In my opinion, this was a huge miss out of the session. The Bipartisan Association Health Plan bill just couldn't pass the finish line again. And I know we've talked to Senator Huang about this. He's explained it a lot. But it came the same week that we learned that Connecticut's small group fully insured health insurance market is losing yet another major player, the Cigna Oscar small group policy, which has only been around since 2021. They are no longer going to renew any groups. They're going to stop enrolling. I should say they're going to stop renewing and enrolling any small groups in the plan. I think we have to figure something out then, right, Senator Gordon? I mean, what do we do ahead of open enrollment? I don't know if there's been any call to action, but we've made it so impossible for people to be able to and even want to invest in health insurance.
And I agree. I mean, last session and this session, there was a big bipartisan push. I was one of the co-sponsors to see what we can do with these associated health plans to really help small businesses, those who are solo employed, our nonprofit organizations, band together and get good quality and affordable health care that they just can't get now. They just can't afford it at all. It's extremely disappointing when you see various special interests decide to pop up, some of them actually within state government, to derail this. This was another missed opportunity. A number of us, in a bipartisan way, were pushing for it. But unfortunately, it just wasn't able to happen, and the insurance committee wasn't able to complete its work for various reasons. And given the short session that this was, it just wasn't able, unfortunately, to make the mark. Some people are saying maybe we should go into a special session to try to get it done. That'd be fine with me. I think this is something we need to do sooner rather than later to help folks get the health insurance that they really are trying to get but can't afford. But I'm not certain if there will be that push. I'm having discussions with some of my colleagues, Republican and Democratic, to see what we might be able to do as opposed to waiting until we go back in session in January. But
yeah.
Again, another missed opportunity, but I'm disappointed but not discouraged, and I'm just going to renew my energy to work with people to see what more we can do to push it.
Yeah, that would be great. And Senator Gordon, I appreciate all the work that you do with us here on WICC, just informing our audience. I learn an awful lot, and I know our listeners do too. So thank you for taking the time, and certainly keep me posted on any new developments. We really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely. And again, Senator Gordon, who serves on the Public Health Committee and is also a medical doctor for our state Senate here on WICC.